I don't think it's business as usual. The ceasefire is indeed extremely fragile, and we are calling upon the Syrian government to fully implement its commitments under the six-point plan, and this means withdrawal of all heavy armory from population centers and back to the barracks, and they are claiming that this has happened. Satellite imagery, however, and credible reports show that this has not fully happened. So it's unacceptable, and this joint special envoy, Kofi Annan, will be telling this to the Security Council today when he addresses them in closed session. He will also be laying out the challenges on the ground, the challenges of monitoring with very few monitors, very few observers, the challenges of launching a political process while there is no real cessation of hostilities, because you need a cessation of hostilities to begin a credible process, but you also need a credible political process to stop the violence. So everything is linked in this crisis, and we are grateful for the support of the Security Council and of the Arab League. The Joint Special Envoy was in Doha last week meeting with Arab foreign ministers, and they supported his plan. They had a lot of queries and questions and concerns which he addressed, but we really underline the need, given the fragility of the situation and the continuing bloodshed, the need to mobilize up to 300 observers as quickly as possible. And of course, the Secretary General will make that decision based on his assessment of conditions on the ground.
What can be done to give further impetus to the process?
Well, what is needed is for member states with influence and for members of the Security Council, for the international community, to continue in its united approach in pressing the parties to implement the six-point plan that was submitted by Kofi Annan. The plan is the only solution in town at the moment, and after 13 months of bloodshed, we believe, if implemented, it will bring a peaceful resolution to this crisis.
Do we have any sense of real commitment from the Syrian government?
It's hard to confirm beyond any doubt that there is a firm commitment. We have had expressions of commitment. We have had letters from the foreign minister of Syria to Mr. Annan, to the special envoy, claiming that the Syrian government has fulfilled this or that clause of the agreement. That all needs to be verified, and that's why we need more monitors and more observers on the ground to verify their implementation. On the opposition side, we believe, especially with the Syrian National Council, there is a credible desire to move forward on the political process. They are starting to restructure and to form an entity under one umbrella that will be the negotiating partner, if you will, for the political process. But it has to be prepared very well, and we need assistance from all the countries with influence on the parties.
Are the monitors really making a difference? There have been reports that they're not seeing the real situation.
They are entering areas where there has been conflict, like Homs and Hama, and when they go, the guns are silent. We have credible reports that when they leave, the exchanges start again, that these people who approach the observers may be approached by security forces or Syrian army and harassed or arrested, or even worse, perhaps killed. And this is totally unacceptable. And it just underlines the risks involved, not only to the Syrian people themselves and civilians, men, women, children, but also to the UN observers. This is a risky venture, but it is one that we must undertake.
But if this is the case, whether we have 10 monitors on the ground or 300, the situation isn't likely to change.
We feel, and Mr. Annan feels, that we need a stronger presence, mobility, flexibility, the ability to be present in most places at the same time. With 11 or 12 monitors, you can't be everywhere. And there are many, many cities that have seen destruction and have seen fighting that we need to be present at. With up to 300, we will be able to monitor more cities than two or three at a time.